The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon to you, Rolene Marks. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Simon. Always good when I end my day having a conversation with you.
Snap, ditto, and likewise. You indicated to me that there were some updates with regard to developments in Mount Meron.
Yes, we do have two developments. The one is that Israel's State Comptroller have announced that there will be an official investigation or inquiry into the tragic events around what happened at Meron. And also earlier today, Israel's Channel 12 reported that police had done an assessment prior to the event, and they had expressed their concern that the exits were not big enough for the people who would attend. Remember, at the outset, this was supposed to be limited to 10,000 people. And in their document, which gave their assessment, police said that they were very, very concerned that because the exits weren't big enough, that this could lead to overcrowding and some kind of disastrous event, and also possibly the collapsing of structures. Now, we know for definite that it was a stampede that caused the loss of 45 lives in the early hours of Thursday morning. It wasn't the collapse of any kind of structure, which was initially reported, but it is confirmed that it was a stampede, and we will be following this very, very closely.
Rolene, in this awful story coming out of Israel that female soldiers were assaulted when they went to assist the victims, is that true? Is that fake news? What's the story?
Unfortunately, it's not fake news. We had two incidents on Friday which were really, really adding to, you know, the trauma of the day. The one was that police tried to evacuate hundreds of revelers or attendees so that they could get to the injured and they could recover the bodies of those that tragically died. And many people refused to move, saying they had come there to pray, and pray was what they were going to do. And the other report is that, you know, sending in, because the IDF assisted, you know, the medical corps, the home front command, the Israeli air forces assisted with helicopters and whatever they needed to do. This was a massive, massive rescue and recovery operation on Sunday, on Friday, lose track of my days. But our female soldiers from the home front command, many of them reported being spat at and physically assaulted by people who were on Meron.
Well, hard to digest that. Moving over to other politics, Bibi's mandate ends today. Don't see a government. What's Mr. Teflon going to do?
Well, this is the question that everybody wants to know. He's got 6 hours left on his mandate. Some are calling him desperate and unhinged. I'm reporting from the press, people. This is my word. That he's trying to push a ridiculous law that allows him to partially cancel the election on the 23rd of March that was held, and allow him personally to run for re-election with no Knesset majority. That's what some are saying he's trying to do. We know yesterday that he offered Naftali Bennett to go first in a possible rotation deal. And Naftali Bennett said, how do you intend on doing this? You don't have a majority. You don't have a government. And what was very interesting is that yesterday it was reported that security had been beefed up around Naftali Bennett and his home, many jumping to conclusions that perhaps he was preparing to become president, that this was a prime minister, rather, prime minister security detail. However, this is not signed, sealed, and delivered just yet. We, of course, are waiting to see where the Ra'am faction is going to go, because essentially a lot of the coalition hinges on where Ra'am choose to pledge their allegiance. They say they will not announce who they're supporting until the very, very end. Another theory is that the Prime Minister is considering telling the President that he is able to assemble a coalition, and this is to try and buy him maybe a week or so extra time, and others saying that it is highly likely that Rivlin is going to tap Yair Lapid to possibly form a government.
Wow, so, that is fascinating. Yeah, Raleen, it's,
a few hours ahead.
Absolutely, and just staying on Bennett for a moment, I mean, at the end of the day, he's head of a party that's got, what, 7 seats, and just the mere fact that he's prepared to swing either way gives him this enormous power of kingmaker. I mean, it is possible that he could be your prime minister. It is remarkable.
It is highly possible that he could be our prime minister. And, if you look at the personality that is Naftali Bennett, I think that he's rather enjoying his position as kingmaker. You know, he is a very, very vocal person. He's not one to pull punches. Unfortunately, where he doesn't seem to perform is at the polls. He doesn't seem to quite get it right. There are only 7 seats. Coupled with this is Ayelet Shaked, who is his running mate in Yamina. She made the bombshell, and I think today you can't say the word bombshell because it comes with all these allusions to interviews, you know, by very famous people. Apparently you have to say bombshell. There's a way you have to say it.
Oh, all right. Didn't know
very
that.
Dramatic. This I'm learning some. But she is on record as calling the Netanyahu's, both Prime Minister Bibi and his wife, tyrants.
Wow. I didn't expect that from Ayelet Shaked, I got to have to tell you. There were others, but not Ayelet. Wow. Okay. So we will follow that with immense interest. There has been a real concerning uptick in terror in Israel over the past couple of days, Raleen. Tell us more.
Well, we have had several incidents, one being a 60-year-old Palestinian grandmother who tried to stab 2 soldiers, and she was repeatedly warned to back down, back down, back down, and eventually was neutralized. And a little later on in the day, we had a drive-by shooting of 3 yeshiva students at Tapuach Junction. 2 of them are reportedly critical. Now, this is quite a big one. There's still a manhunt underway to find who is responsible. What we do know is that the car that was part of the drive-by shooting had been found, and apparently Palestinians in the area where it was found had tried to set fire to the car to try and cover any kind of evidence. And we also heard from the IDF that they are increasing security around the West Bank, and Benny Gantz, who is our defense minister, says that he vows to capture the terrorists behind this drive-by shooting. He says, I've ordered a continued state of high alert in the area given the recent incident, and we'll get the terrorists and settle the score with them.
And then finally this afternoon, let's address the issue of COVID. Do you still have COVID in Israel? Those are all gone.
Well, it's almost gone. I mean, we've got some really positive stats to report. I mean, coming in just a couple of minutes ago is that the coronavirus cabinet has approved lifting restrictions on crowd sizes at sports and cultural events that are held under the Green Pass system. I saw today that the European Union are preparing to allow Israelis into their countries. But very exciting, we are below the 100 serious cases for the first time since July last year. And the IDF reporting that they have 0 active cases of corona. And our health ministry reporting that our numbers of new cases are down in the early teens. So what can I say? With 62% of our population having received both vaccines, Israel is still the leader in the world as far as the vaccine rollout is concerned.
What a lovely, wonderful, positive place to leave it this afternoon, Raleen Marks. Maybe you'll have some more wonderful, positive news for us tomorrow.
Alavai, as long as I have news, because you know I worry when I don't.
Yeah, I do indeed, and always we get the bumper package when you worry. Rolene Marks, thank you as always. Chat tomorrow.
Catch you later.